have had this allergy known as alpha-gal. Take us back to the time when you first had a problem, and what was that really like?
This was last October in 2016, and as you mentioned earlier when you spoke with Dr. Commons, that I've been eating meat all my life. And in fact, up until the day that I first had this allergic reaction, I had eaten meat the night before and the night before and the night before. And for some reason, everything was fine in those days, but not on this one day. I had been up in Washington visiting, and on the way home, I stopped in Richmond to get some ribs that are really good, our favorite barbecue place in Richmond, and I'm bringing them home for a meal for my husband, my daughter, and myself.
You thought you were doing a wonderful thing.
Oh,
you were.
Yeah. Well, but I did eat a lot of junk food in the car on the way down, driving by myself. So by the time I got home, I had like two very small ribs, and my husband and daughter ate most of the rest of it. But I went to bed, and in the middle of the night, probably 2 o'clock, 2:30, something like that, I woke up just feeling nauseated, just feeling bad. And I lay there for quite a while trying to decide if I was imagining it, I was asleep. And finally, I do feel pretty bad. And I did feel, gastrointestinal distress is the polite word for it.
What's the non-polite? Were you nauseated?
I felt nauseated. I ended up in the bathroom. I had very bad diarrhea.
So it was really diarrhea?
Yes.
Suddenly?
Yeah. And I felt my face was flushed. I felt very hot. I literally had to lean over and rest my head on the toilet paper holder.
I was just exhausted.
Very sudden. And then I really wanted to lie down, so I just laid down on the bathroom floor and called for my husband, and he came in, and, you can imagine his surprise. A minute or two later, I felt the itching on my hands, and then on my feet, and then all over. I looked around, and it was everywhere.
The hives, right,
just intense itching. So we decided it was time to go to an emergency room. So we went to the emergency room, a new one that was not crowded, which was wonderful. So they treated me for anaphylaxis, basically. They gave me some fluids. I don't think I took any Benadryl that evening at all. They gave me some, I think maybe two tablets or so, and then just observed me. And I was, after a while, I was fine.
What did they think it was due to? They said you had an
allergic. They had no idea.
So the
diagnosis? They had no idea.
None at all.
And I had no idea because, I'll explain that in a moment. They said you need to go see your regular physician soon. So 2 days later, I was at my doctor's and explaining everything to her, what had happened. And I said, I can't imagine what I was allergic to. It's like I was allergic, but I didn't eat anything I've never eaten. I get bug bites all the time. I mean, it can't be ticks because I get tick bites all the time.
So
it can't be this. It can't be. And she said, And that was here at UNC. And she went over to her computer and looked some stuff up. And she said, there's a possibility that you might have this allergy. They call it alpha-gal. She said, I've never diagnosed it, but I know where you can go and find out. So she referred me to Dr. Commons' office. Unfortunately, it was a while before I got the appointment. It was a month about. But meanwhile, with that name, of course, I looked everything up on the internet, and it sounded like, yes, this is what it is. This is what it is. But a lot of unanswered questions, because I couldn't imagine why, four nights in a row I had meat and this one time suddenly I have this reaction. So I can't really particularly remember a tick bite that was extra itchy or anything like that. There were some bites that are itchier than others, but I couldn't really identify which bite it might have been. I garden a lot. So you're
a gardener, and that would have been the source of a tick bite, but could have been, as Dr. Cummins has suggested, could be anything. We don't know it's a tick. So is that Dr. Cummins, is that a pretty typical story?
Although alpha-gal allergy doesn't appear in textbooks yet, that is the textbook scenario.